The purposes of the Lord to manifest himself through each and every one of us is what the church is all about. So if you'll bow your heads, we'll run to him. Father, we just ask for clarity, understanding, and revelation knowledge to be a part of what you want done this morning, so that you will be glorified. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
I want to take you to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm using the Amplified because I was pressed. And as the Lord presses, you try to do your best to obey. I double-checked the original language of this in the Greek. It's on target. The Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and said, "My grace is sufficient for you." And obviously, I knew it was in 2 Corinthians, but I didn't remember which chapter. So it's chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, I want to kind of give you an understanding of what I believe he's trying to awaken in you and in me. Because this word isn't just for you, it's for me too. This word wasn't written for us to look at it on a page and pass it on to the neighbor. It was really designed for each and every one of us. So I want you to go to verse 9 and then we'll back it up after that. He said to me, "My grace, my favor, and loving kindness and mercy are enough for you." Try it on for size. Say, God's grace,
God's grace,
God's favor,
God's favor,
God's loving kindness,
God's loving kindness,
God's mercy,
God's mercy
are enough for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when you take that word and you realize that God allowed Paul, now you've got to remember, Paul is just not an average guy sitting in Jesus' company. Paul was a chosen vessel from the time he was a very young boy, but he was going in the wrong direction. He was being taught by the best of teachers, and you can actually look a little bit at Paul, and if you look at Moses, you look at these two guys, and they're being educated in the religion of that day. Moses, obviously, is being educated where? In Pharaoh's religion. Now, if I was God, I would not put Moses in the occult realm to be taught. Would you? If you had his son, would you put him in the most religious church that you know of, knowing what you know today? No, you wouldn't do that. But God did. You see, when we dictate why God does certain things with certain people, we're really not very smart, because it's a lot better if you trust him than it is if you try to criticize him. Because he's educating whoever he chooses the way it's going to work best in the end result. So I want you to close your eyes right now. Say, I've been educated.
I've been educated.
By God's choice.
By God's choice.
All of it will turn to good.
All of it will turn to good.
When God continues
to reveal himself
in me.
In spite of my weaknesses.
Amen?
Amen.
And amen. Now, see, we know Moses had weaknesses and we know Paul had weaknesses. But Moses doesn't advertise his, but Paul does. Now you say, that's kind of dumb. I mean, you know, standing here telling you I've got all these problems and I've got all these headaches and all these incredible things that are going on wrong. So let's go to verse 1. True, there is nothing to be gained by it, but I am obliged to boast. Now you say, wait a minute. This doesn't sound like God, does it? He says, but I'm obliged to boast. I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up to the third heaven. And I know that this man was caught up into paradise. Whether in the body or away from the body, I do not know. God knows. And he heard utterances beyond the power of man to put into words, which man is not permitted to utter. Oh, this same man's experience, I will boast. Of this man's experience, I will boast. But of myself personally, I will not boast, except as regards my infirmities and my weaknesses. Now he's totally out of his tree. Try it on for size. Would it be wise for me to really advertise my infirmities and advertise my weaknesses? It goes really against God's word, doesn't it? Because we should be advertising what? What he's already provided.
Amen. By his stripes we were healed.
But Paul is going a step further, isn't he? He's advertising his infirmities. And he's advertising his weaknesses. For what reason?
So he can't get snared by them.
Ah. So he cannot get snared or entangled in himself, thinking he's so great. Amen?
Amen?
All right. Should I desire to boast, verse 6? I shall not be a witness or a witless braggart, for I shall be speaking the truth, but I abstain from it, so that no one may form a higher estimate of me then is justified by what he sees in me and hears of me. To keep me from being puffed up and too much elated by exceeding greatness, preeminence of these revelations, there was given to me a thorn, a splinter in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, to rack and buffet and harass me, to keep me from being exceedingly exalted or lifted up. Verse 8, three times I called unto the Lord and besought him about this and begged. I love the part begged, because he's fed up. That it might depart from me. But he said to me, my grace, my favor, my loving kindness and mercy are enough for you. That is sufficient against the dangers and to enable you to bear the trouble manfully. For my strength and power are made perfect, fulfilled and completed, and show themselves most effective in your weaknesses. Therefore, I will all the more gladly glory in my weaknesses and infirmities, and the strength and power of Christ, the Messiah, may rest, yes, may pitch a tent over and dwell upon me. Verse 10. So for the sake of Christ's anointing, I am well pleased and take pleasure in infirmities, insults, hardships, persecution, perplexities, and distresses. For when I am weak in human strength, then am I truly strong, able, powerful, in divine strength in him. My great-granddaughter came over for the better part of a day this week. And she went to the neighbors and came home with two slivers. Now she's five. They were in the fleshy part of the thumb area, or the palm of the hand. And of course, when I walked in, she immediately showed me the biggest problem in her life. And the tears were being held back by sheer choice. And I'm sure the pain was real. There were two of them. So we asked the Lord for grace, and then we went for an ice cube or an ice pack. And we then called the nurse, which is her mother. The nurse gave us information. She said, if you take glue, all-purpose glue, and you put it on the area and let it dry, then you can pull it out without hurting. Well, yeah, I thought that would help all of you. I would write to St. Paul, but I think he's already got the problem solved. The bottom line is, after she had the hand on the ice for a while, she said the pain was gone. I said, can we do surgery now? She said, no. So she's quite a bit like Paul, you see. We're not having surgery just yet because, you see, looking at it causes you what? Oh, really? While you're looking at your infirmities, you're also going to get a glimpse of God's plan to put some super glue on you. He'll pull out those things when he's ready. Amen. Thank you. Now, he didn't allow the surgery to take place at my house, but a few hours after she got home, because she had tried it, but then she was kind of getting busy and it didn't hurt so much, so she wiped off most of the glue and it never got to dry. How many of you would mess up God's glue plan? Thank you. We all do. She got busy, didn't hurt so much. Went back to the old pattern. Wiped off all the glue, so the solution was wiped away. You see, I believe that God was teaching me in that space where, you know, these were definitely thorns in her flesh. There are thorns in your flesh, and I'm sure you give them to the Lord for a while, but then you get busy and you wipe away the solution, and the next thing you know, you're back to square one, and God, where are you? And you get a little angry inside. Come on, how many can relate? Put your hand way up. Look around, because you need to see that we're all in that same boat. We might be five-year-olds in the emotion department. Because we want the solution yesterday. St. Paul says, I'm going to advertise my weaknesses so that my flesh will be what? Kept under control. Because it was God's plan to let him have a difficult space. It was God's plan to let him struggle for a while so that what? He wouldn't get puffed up and advertise how holy he is. Because he's been to the third heaven, he's been here, he's been there, he's had this experience, he's had that experience, and boy, oh boy, could he show off. About an hour after she got home, we got a phone call. The glue was dried. The surgery was completed. And the healing manifested. What am I saying to you? Verse 10. So for the sake of Christ, I am well pleased and take pleasure in infirmities, insults, hardships, persecution, perplexities, and distresses. For when I am weak in human strength,
then am I truly strong, able, powerful, in divine strength in Him. Now I added in Him because it's in Christ that you get this. It's not on your own. It's in Him. As you corporately join together, you become what? One. The connections are made and the purposes of God are served. And each one is giving what he has received in order to build up the body.
Verse 12.
Indeed, the signs that indicate a genuine apostle were performed among you fully and most patiently in miracles and wonders and mighty works. That one verse, I believe, is part of what God plans to do in the earth with those that are being prepared by God to stay focused on the one who can keep them holy. Who is he?
The Lord and his Spirit. His Holy Spirit is in process. He is definitely sustaining you. When you think you've got no energy left, when you think that you've worn out every possibility of a victory, he steps right in and he plugs you back in, and the power level goes right back up. Bigger and stronger than you were before.
You say, well, why did it take so long for him to heal me? Because your brain's in the way. Yes.
My grace is sufficient.
In spite of the weaknesses, in spite of the hurts.
So would you close your eyes, please?
Say, Father, again.
Father, again.
I am declaring that your grace, your favor, your loving kindness, your mercies, they're enough for me.
They're sufficient
against all dangers to enable me to bear the trouble like an adult for my strength and my power are made perfect and fulfilled completely and show themselves most effectively through my weaknesses. Therefore, I will be more glad as I see my weaknesses and my infirmities turned into strength by God and His anointing upon me
by the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus. Use all these weaknesses for your glory. Even the despair that bugs me once in a while.
Let it be used
to glorify Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.